The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. I'm so excited to announce that Soulful Valley is now a publishing house. Following my incredible journey with Intuitive, I was led to the opportunity to train as a publisher. My first project is a multi-author book called Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations. If you are a coach or healer and are serious about creating an impact and becoming more visible and would like to invest in this project, becoming a best-selling author in the process, send me an email to soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com and I'll send you an application link. We've already begun the journey. Our authors in the hub at the moment are writing their book bios. If you feel called to this amazing experience, get your application in as quickly as possible. And let's make your dreams a reality.
Gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Adriana Monique Alvarez is the CEO and founder of Amma Publishing. She teaches women how to start highly profitable publishing companies and has written How to Start a Six-Figure Publishing Company that is available on Amazon now. She's a USA Today bestselling author and her most recent book, The Young Self Letters, debuted number one on bestseller lists internationally. She has been seen in Forbes, Huffington Post, International Living, America Daily Post, Daily Grind, Addicted to Success, Elephant Journal, London Daily Post, Entrepreneur, Fox, ABC and NBC. She is currently living in the middle of nowhere, Colorado, where she is renovating her grandparents' home and learning how to homestead with her husband Derek and two sons, Sam and Grant. Hello, Adriana. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Thank you so much, Katie. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. I've been an avid follower of you, more than a follower of you, because you've just expanded my world recently. But I'll let you tell the audience what it is that you do, and then we'll talk about why you're here after that.
Absolutely. Well, I help women start six-figure publishing houses, and I am here to, like you said, expand what the publishing industry looks like, what it does, and allow for more people to share their deepest and truest, most authentic stories in the easiest way possible. Because I believe our stories, our truth, the wisdom that we hold inside is really meant to be shared. And this is how we evolve as a society, as humanity, as the planet. We bring forth and we tap into all of ourselves, and we bring that wisdom forward through our stories.
Beautiful. And I agree with this as well. And it's why I launched a podcast, because I wanted people to be sharing their stories, especially coaches and healers who knew what they were talking about in a time when the world is in crisis. So it's so important, isn't it? As opposed to going out there and being angry about things, actually stepping up and doing something like you've done to change things in a really aligned way is a much better way of creating that change and evolution.
Absolutely. We can use all of our passion, all of our energy, all of our resources, and we can channel it in a wide variety of ways in a lot of different directions. And at the end of the day, I like to ask myself, is this what I want to be known for? Is this what I want to be known for? And if it's not, then I have the opportunity to redirect my energy.
That's beautiful. And the reason that you're here today as well is because I reached out to my community because I've seen a lot of people suffering with loss and grief. And for myself, the way I've dealt with loss in my life, and there's been quite a lot of it, I've got more family in spirit than I've got living. So it's a tool I've used since I was a child. I don't even know how I learned it, but I've always connected to spirit, and it started with my grandparents, and I was a rainbow child as well. So my mum had a stillbirth before me and one after me. So I always called in my big brother and my little brother to help me, as well as my living brother. So when I asked if anyone could talk about this on the podcast, you very kindly offered, because you've had some experiences that I know would be great for people to hear about. And if more people understand how they could connect in this way, there would be less suffering.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and Katie, this is the aspect and the parts of me that I'm being asked to share more. And I'm currently writing a book about how having a stillbirth at 38 weeks really opened me up to a spiritual awakening and to this idea that there's so much more that we have access to, more than we can taste, touch, or feel. And through that pain is also so many gifts, so much healing. And interestingly enough, as I'm writing my book, the biggest theme through this book is how this helped me reclaim all of myself and to make my greatest intention every day, what I start the day with. And I will be the first to tell you, I land on different areas of the spectrum, but to hold inside of me, I am the joy. And that's the interesting thing, is when we have traveled the depths of loss and pain and grief, I believe we actually have a greater capacity for the other end of the spectrum, for joy and contribution and fulfillment.
That's beautiful. One of the questions that I've been asking my guests on this series is quite relevant to you right now, because you've just written a book and become a USA Today bestseller. So the question is, what would you tell, or what advice would you give your 20-year-old self?
Well, yes, it is interesting that you asked that, because I wrote my chapter exactly to my 20-year-old self.
Was it?
I had just packed my bags and was preparing to leave to Albania to be a volunteer in an orphanage. And everyone thought I was off my rocker. You know, the average 20-year-old was going to college, was making friends, having a good time. And I could not think of anything I wanted to do more than to go to this orphanage and to live with children who had lost their parents during the Kosovo crisis. And so the advice I would give to my 20-year-old self is, your path will rarely make sense to anyone, but it makes perfect sense for you. You have to stick to it.
If only we knew that when we were 20.
Yes.
But we're passing this information down to people who are, and perhaps can have a bit more self-belief and trust in themselves and listen to themselves a bit more.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience that we haven't talked about?
Well, you know, when when it comes to these topics, you know, whether it's trusting yourself, making yourself the greatest authority in your life, or it is how to deal with the loss and the pain and the emotions that come over us when we have the very human experience of losing people close to us. For me, it all comes back to that connection to self and connection to source. This is the beginning and this is the end, regardless of what it is. And when we know how to do it, and then we go beyond the knowledge of how to do it into the practice of doing it daily, then we can live from a different place. And this is what it feels like we really are craving right now, not to be tossed by whatever is going on in the world or whatever politics are doing or whatever culture and society is declaring, but coming back to that every single day. If I connect to my own heart and if I connect to source, if I come back to this place of knowing who I am and where I come from, the truth of that, everything else becomes a little bit easier to navigate.
Absolutely. And how does that look for you on a daily basis? Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
It's a good question, because I believe, you know, the spiritual side and the spiritual practice for me has to be very practical. Otherwise, it can almost become meaningless if it's just all philosophy and talk. So, for example, one of the things I'm going to do after I speak to you, because it's early morning here, is I'm going to go down to the river and go for a walk and really be present with the sky and the clouds, the water, the trees, the flowers, every single energy that is there. And when I'm close to nature, nature is typically a key ingredient for me, then I'm reminded, oh yes, I am connected to this tree. I am connected to the sky. I am connected to this earth. And when I'm going on my walk, I take myself through this little visualization of remembering that this earth, our mother, has everything we need. Unconditional love, unending support, and unlimited resources. And so I draw on that, knowing these are limitless. There, I cannot exhaust any of those three. And so I literally visualize all of this traveling from the earth up through my feet into my body. And then once I'm full, I'm able to ask myself, who can I be a blessing to today? How can I be more present today? How can I laugh with my children today? And this is the practice. Yesterday, it was a very full day. There was many things that were on the schedule and to be done. And so I ended up doing it at the end of the day, walking my property, doing a similar thing. And sometimes it's the simplicity of having the space to notice the beauty around us, having the space, having the ability to get lost in it and to lose track of time. This is good for our soul.
Beautiful. And remembering that we are part of that nature, and we've forgotten that, haven't we? And that is the most important thing that we need to reconnect to every day. Because if we're not plugged in, that's when things do get a bit chaotic, isn't it? And I've seen that in my life plenty of times.
Oh, yes. We all can look at one day when that didn't happen at all. And then we can look at another day when we go, oh, yes, that was so much better. And yes, I was telling someone yesterday, I get it. It's easy to get caught up. It's easy to prioritize things that don't give us that same feeling. But we can always remember. We can always try again tomorrow. We can always pause and hit reset at 3:30 in the afternoon and go, you know what? I want to end this day differently than I started it. That's what it comes down to.
That's some great advice there. Do you have a favorite podcast, Adriana? I know you've been on a lot lately.
Oh my goodness. Well, to tell you the truth, I love your podcast, and I love podcasts like yours where we're going deeper. You know, for me, there's always going to be something new we can learn in terms of intellectual knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for that. You know, if something interests us, I love when we have this desire to learn, and it's not mandatory. It's not because we're in school and we have to sit there for certain hours. But what I'm loving is how we are connecting the soul and the spirit. And we're realizing how important that is to us as human beings, to really living a full life. So when I see podcasts and I see conversations that are looking at the whole of who we are, then it really pulls me in because I know, oh, they get it.
Yeah.
Thank God more and more people are getting it.
And it's important for more of us to be sharing that as well, so that more people can get it and know that they're not alone. Because so often in my lifetime, I felt like the weirdo, the odd one, the oddball, the only one who understood.
Absolutely. And, you know, for years I was working at, you know, in my business as a business consultant, receiving guidance from my clients, receiving guidance from my own growth and expansion. And I never spoke about it because I thought they're going to think I'm nuts, or they might not trust my expertise as much. This might take away from it. And 5 years ago, I had a very real experience in Guanajuato, Mexico. And I heard that those days are done. You have to openly speak about how spirit and source guides you in your business. And you have to openly speak to about this connection. Then, and of course, I had my experience with Nina. And we cannot allow these powerful and deep topics to be only happening, these conversations only happening behind closed doors. We have to bring it out into the light, out into the forefront, out on social media, out on podcasts like this. This is how we move forward.
Brilliant. And when I ran the charity as well, because it was a mental health charity, I was doing alternative therapies. But I felt, and I went and studied a degree with psychology and all of the things to be taken seriously, to hide a bit of my spiritual side, when that shouldn't have had to happen, should it? Shouldn't have happened. But the great thing is the world is opening up. I think more and more people are talking about this. And you see, I'm seeing so many successful women that are working like this, yes, that are just rocketing with their businesses, considering what's going on in the world. So it's got to be worth it, hasn't it?
It sure is worth it. And that is what I am here to model is, I know it can be scary. I know I felt exactly how you just described it. I've done so many things so that people would take me seriously. And what I realized in the process is that I was dimming a part of myself, or I was just diluting it, giving a portion. And now I'm finally able to bring all of me to everything. This conversation came up a few days ago when a client said, you know, I really need to strike a balance between sharing about my publishing house and sharing about the work I do as a healer. And I said, no, you will not strike a balance. You'll bring all of you to every conversation, to every encounter. And the thing that we always think will be what makes us weird or turns people off will actually be the thing or the things that draw in our best people. And knowing that, trusting that is really, really key. You know, I talk about this all the time. Mm. I believe that A very long time ago, we contracted to support certain people in this lifetime to work together to co-create. That's how you and I ended up here. This is how our paths crossed and we came together. Because this was, we already decided this, we already chose this. And so our greatest job is to show up fully so that our people can hear our voice, can recognize and know the spirit in which we walk and come to us the easiest.
And trust that it's safe to do that. And when you are authentic and your whole self, people can know that it's safe and there's not anything to worry about. And this is a different way of doing business.
It sure is. It's a different way of doing business. The way that business is done is changing. The way of living is changing. We are changing. We are growing. We are evolving. And when we can live every day going, okay, you know what? I can call on the support of those who I can see and those who I can't. And I can come into every day free to fully be myself. Good things happen. Good things always happen.
Where can our listeners find you, Adriana, if they want to know more about your books and your publishing training and all of the things that you're offering?
Well, I would love for them to connect on social media under my full name, Adriana Monique Alvarez. And they can also visit my website, which is under the same name, adrianamoniquealvarez.com.
Thank you for coming in today. It's been great to have you on.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Katie.
Bye for now.
Bye.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at soulfulvalley.